Chairs No Waiting, episode number 505, The E-Bullet, November 2018. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers. It's Christmas time, folks. You got to get things going. Got gifts over there. You can get a 2019 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar to hang on your very wall or to give to one of your Mayberry friends. Wow. WeaversDepartmentStore.com. If you don't like that, you can get a Make America Mayberry Again magnet or a sticker. That's right. Head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. And I want to thank all of our patrons for the amazing support you've given me. And I want to thank you for giving me your support too. And who am I? I'm Alan Newsome, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. And it is always a pleasure to be here in Mayberry with you guys. We have a treat for you today. We're going to run through the November 2018 issue of The Bullet, the E-Bullet. That's right. The E-Bullet is the official newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Real and Watchers Club. Now, there are other newsletters. There's a very good paper newsletter that the Mayberry chapter puts out. But the official, coming from headquarters of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, the official newsletter is the E-Bullet. And this is the sixth issue for 2018. So we're going to run through just a short recap of some of the things that Jim Clark, who is our presiding goober of the Andy Griffith Show Real Nurtures Club, puts together for us every other month in the E-Bullet. So we're going to run through this, and then following that, we're going to hear from Randy Turner for this week in Mayberry history. So the VW Boys, there they are, playing our background music. I want to thank them, Tim White and the VW Boys, for providing the music for us. And let's head over and hear just some of the things that are going on in and around Mayberry at the Floyd's Barbershop Bulletin Board Calendar. Oh, who can, you got to love that, okay? So folks, hey, if you are looking for things to do around Christmas time, on December the 1st, Roland White, December the 1st, Roland White and his band will host the annual Bill Monroe Appreciation Night at 9 p.m. on December the 1st at Station Inn in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, Roland was one of the country boys that were on the Andy Griffith Show. So go and check him out. And if you're in Mount Airy on December the 21st, like right before Santa comes, you can go and visit Betty Lynn at the Andy Griffith Museum. December the 21st. You head over there and you'll be able to see Betty and get an autograph and everything. So make sure you take time to do that. Now, Betty is scheduled to be at the Andy Griffith Museum in January, February, March, every month on the third Friday of the month. So look at the event calendar at imayberry.com or read the e-bullet and get that information so you can make plans to be there. February 28th through the March the 2nd is the 22nd annual George Lindsay UNA Film Festival over in Florence, Alabama. So if you have a film that you'd like to submit, now some of you may actually have that, you have until December the 1st to get it in. You can go to lindsayfilmfest.com and send it in that way. If you head over to the e-bullet or to the event calendar at imayberry.com, you can get all this information. Friends, there is so much going on in and around Mayberry. The biggest event coming up in the spring, or at least one of the biggest events, is May 17th through the 19th, will be the 6th annual Mayberry in the Midwest Festival in Danville, Indiana. You don't want to miss that. Guests confirmed so far include Maggie Peterson, Mancuso, Charlene Darlin herself, Ronnie Schell, well, that's Duke Slater from Gomer Pyle, but he was on the Andy Griffith Show a couple of times as well. Duke is great. Ronnie Schell is great, folks, if you haven't met him. We also have Margaret Carey is scheduled to be there with two different roles. She was Bess Muggins. She was in the Christmas episode. Good timing here, Christmas time, Thanksgiving time. And also, Dixie Griffith, Andy's daughter, will be there with us. And George Lindsay Jr. Now, you might be able to figure out whose son that is, but that's George Lindsay's, you know, Gooba's son. It is Gooba's son. He's Goober's son. He'll be there. And get this, not only will all these great stars and family of the stars will be there, but also the Grascals. You remember the Grascals? They're a bluegrass band. Big Mayberry fans. I did an interview with them way back here on the podcast. I will have a link to that interview in our show notes. So go and check them out. They are great fans of the show, and they're going to be there to entertain the crowds as well as all kinds of Mayberry tribute artists. So check out MayberryInTheMidwest.com for May and go ahead and schedule that event. Now, not to be outdone, on May the 25th, the very next weekend, so if you make your way there and you want to find somewhere else to go next, you can go see Maggie Peterson along with her brother on the show, Rodney Dillard, and the Dillard Band for an edition of, it's called Bluegrass Underground. Okay, it's built, the show they're going to be doing is billed as Mayberry Memories, Andy Griffith Show Celebration. They're going to be at the Caverns, is the name of the place. It's a cave, believe it or not. It's a real cave in Pelham, Tennessee. David, the Mayberry Deputy Browning, will also be on hand with them and performing. The show time's at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. The cave opens at 1 p.m. You can get reserved tickets. The ticket price is about $40 and up. So go ahead and get your tickets now because there's, you know, it's a cave. There's only so much room. But I have already gotten my tickets, so I'm happy. Floyd will be there sitting with everybody watching the show because I'm going to be there. That'll be a lot of fun. So I've always wanted to see this. The show comes on PBS. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's called Bluegrass Underground, and it's actually in a cave. They have a cave that they've set up. It's got a stage. It ought to be a lot of fun, and it'll be in a cave. I think Ernest T. Bass might be in there too. I don't know, because I think he hermitized himself in there. But you can check it out if you go to The Caverns, CAVERNS.com, and you can check it out, May 25th. All right, so I just thought that was really cool. Then in June 15th, is when Mayberry 101 author Neil Brower kicks off his summer lecture series about the Andy Griffith Show. Going to be discussing the Fun Girls, by the way, at the Andy Griffith Museum Theater in Mount Airy, North Carolina. So that's when he kicks off. He's going to be there in July on the 20th as well, which is the weekend. We will most likely, I haven't officially confirmed it, but I guess I am right now, also be having the Mayberry Meetup. Now that's not in the e-bullet, at least not yet. So call the Mayberry Motor Inn and get yourself a room if you'd like to, or call the Hampton Inn or wherever in Mayberry, Mount Airy, that you'd like to stay. But we'll be having our events there for the Mayberry Meetup number, I think, 7? Gosh, we've done our 7th one there in Mount Airy, North Carolina. That'll be the weekend of July the 20th. So you can go see Neil. You can go see Betty Lynn. She'll probably be there signing autographs that weekend too. So we're going to have a great Mayberry weekend there in July. All right. So then the next big event that's coming up that's on the schedule right now is, of course, Mayberry Days in September. September 23rd to the 29th. Definitely make plans to be there. If you've never been to Mayberry Days or if you go every year, still need to make plans. Currently, they're going to have a concert by Rodney Dillard. Deputy's Daughter by Kara Knotts. They're going to have the Emmett Golf Tournament, Colin Ray concert. The Grascals are planning to be there. Oh, that's good. I didn't realize that. The VW Boys, the Embers, Envision, the Legacy of Motown Review. That'll be awesome. And as well as a bunch of comedy performances by John Floyd, the Mouth of Mayberry, and James Gregory, the Funniest Man in America. Folks, tickets are already on sale. Went on sale right after Mayberry Days. So go and check it out and get your tickets for Colonel Tim's Talent Time, all the things. Go to MayberryDays.com and check it out. Oh, gosh, there's so much fun going on. Let me give you some news from cast and crew that Jim Clark was able to dig up. Ron Howard is juggling a lot of projects these days, both as the director and as a producer. He's currently directing Pavarotti. Oh, I feel smarter hearing this. Pavarotti, he's the legendary tenor, the opera singer. You remember him? He's also been scouting locations for Hillbilly Elegy. E-L-E-G-Y? I'm not sure I'm saying that right. It's a feature film based on J.D. Vance's bestseller. And Ron and the Imagine Entertainment team are back as executive producers of the new season of the hit series Mars, which started on National Geographic's just this past week. So you can go and check it out on Nat Geo on television. With his brother Clint Howard directing and producing and manning the microphone attached to a shovel, Ron made a video greeting for September's Mayberry Days Festival. And if you go and check out the e-book and the news of Cast and Crew, you can watch it for yourself. It was really nice. Ron's great to have taken time to do that. For the record, Andy Griffith Show stars and their immediate family members attending Mayberry Days this year were Betty Lynn, that's, you know, Thelma Lou, you know her, Maggie Peterson and her husband Gus, that's, of course, Charlene. Rodney Dillard and Beverly, his wife, was there as well. That's the guitar-playing darling boy. Keith and Kathy Thibodeau. That was, of course, Little Ricky on I Love Lucy. And Johnny Paul on the Andy Griffith Show. Dennis Rush, who was Howie on the episode as well. He was there along with his wife. Clint Howard, Margaret Carey, Leroy Mack, and his wife Jan was there. McNeese, that's Leroy McNeese. Ronnie Schell and his son Greg were there. Karen Knotts, the daughter of Don Knotts. Bettina Link, the wife of Richard O. Link. Laura Hagen, that's Earl Hagen, who whistled the theme song, wrote all the music for the Andy Griffith Show. She was there with us. And Stark Howell, the son of Hulk Howell. He was there at Mayberry Days. Great Mayberry Days this year. A lot of fun. Had a great time. The week after Mayberry Days, Rodney Dillard and his band were joined by Maggie Peterson for a taping of Song of the Mountains, hosted by Tim White, who's playing the music you're hearing in the background, the VW voice. Tim was there. They were at the Lincoln Theater in Marion, Virginia. Some familiar Mayberry tribute artists were also on hand, including one who was incognito at times. Not sure which one that is. Keep an eye on Floyd's Barbershop Bulletin Board online for a listing of when the episode will be aired. So that will be appearing on PBS in the future. Rodney, unfortunately, has also been wrestling with a large kidney stone.
Yeah.
He was actually, during that show, having problems. What a trooper he is, because I didn't even realize it. The first attempt to zap that kidney stone, by the way, it dodged, evidently. But the docs took aim again, and after another shot, they went after it again. But the stone is proving to be elusive, and ornery as Ernest T. Bass himself. So y'all keep Rodney in your thoughts. All the Mayberry folks and their families that we've been able to check on report that they have been safe so far from the horrific fires that have been raging in parts of California, where many of them live. Many have said that they're close enough to see, of course, smell the smoke, because it is everywhere out in California. And they're not out of the woods, literally, yet. So definitely keep them in your prayers. And now they're starting to have rainstorms, by the way. So now they're going to have mudslides. They're going to have all kinds of stuff. It is really bad out in California. So let's keep our Mayberry family in our prayers. From hurricanes to volcanoes in Hawaii to storms in the southeast and southwest to fires out west, this year has seen a lot of Mayberry folks and venues end up in close proximity to terrible destruction. But all are thankful that they've mostly been spared direct impact thus far. So let's keep that going. Betty Lynn, she's still holding court at the Mount Airy's Andy Griffith Museum the third Friday of every month, which we went over a little bit earlier. So definitely make sure you go and check that out. I have some sad news to report from the Bullet. Peggy McKay passed away recently. We lost another of Mayberry's most notable and memorable performers when actress Peggy McKay, who portrayed Sharon Despain, Andy's high school sweetheart, in 1963's class reunion episode, She died of natural causes in California on October the 7th, just a few weeks shy of her 91st birthday. So, friends, there's all kinds of great information in the bullet about her. I want you to go and read it. Peggy was very nice. I got to meet her at Mayberry Days a few years ago. And she even had the actual, I guess it's a cape, kind of, that she wore on the Andy Griffith Show. She actually had it on at Mayberry Days, brought it with her so everyone could see one of the great natural romances of all time. The write-up that Jim Clark put together for Peggy is absolutely amazing. She stayed appraised of the activities in the Mayberry community for many years. Her busy schedule and some occasional health hiccups prevented her from being able to attend the Mayberry events, or from reunions to fan events, even though she had been invited as early as back in 1995. She had to cancel several appearances last minute, but finally in 2012, she was able to attend Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina, where she delighted the especially large crowd gathered that year. She also attended in 2013, and what a great lady she was. She had on the same coat. It's kind of a coat, cape type thing, cape with arms. Because it only buttons at the top, so I don't know. I guess it's a coat. But she had that there, and she wore that. It was the exact one she had worn on class reunion back in 1963. There's a great picture in the e-bullet of that exact coat. So, friends, if you please go and check out that amazing story that Jim Clark put together. I'm not going to read it to you here, because I think this is definitely something you need to check out. And while you're there, you'll be able to check out the Mayberry Days mini gallery. That's right. We have several photos from Mayberry Days that were taken by Kenny Hooker. He has them online at the Surrey Arts Council's Mayberry Days gallery. You can go check them out there, but you can check it out in the e-bullet and then click the link and head over there and check it out. Got great pictures of Neil Brower interviewing Clint Howard, Dennis Rush, and Keith Thibodeau. At the Professor Brower's class. Great picture of that. Got wonderful pictures of Maggie and Rodney. Definitely something you need to go and see, including you can see Betty Lynn with Keith Thibodeau behind her playing drums. A great, great event. We also have a picture in there, and I should go ahead and say this, to the winner of the Mayberry Days trivia contest, Jim Sherrill. He got a picture of him holding the trophy, and he's from the Mayberry Where Living is Easy and Slow chapter in Virginia Beach, Virginia. It's all smiles there. After winning the Mayberry Days trivia contest, the Super Bowl of Mayberry trivia, and the runner-up this year was Mike Sergeant Carter. You may have seen him in some of the events we've done. Haviland, he came in second. Third place was Pat Bullens, by the way. Great time at Mayberry Days. There's even a great picture in there of Otis leading a cow that's got some shoes on it. So definitely something, you're not something you're going to see every day. Now, there were no new chapters added this time, but it was a lot of fun. Now, folks, also in the e-bullet, you'll see some stuff about Weaver's Department Store. Head over and check out the stuff at Weaver's. I know Christmas is coming. The wall calendar is there. There's 50 different t-shirt designs you can go and pick up. Great t-shirts, woven throws that you can kind of stay warm with. They're fairly thin, but they look so good. Definitely stuff that you could use. And of course, there's also Andy Griffith CD that you can get, a book and CD that's called The Christmas Guest. So something, go and check out weaversdepartmentstore.com and see what you got. A lot of chapters have been really busy in the last few months, and we had a big meeting at Mount Airy during Mayberry Days, and there's a great picture of all of us lined up to try to join the softball team. A bunch of the chapter leaders and folks that were in the chapter stood around and got our pictures made following the Andy Griffith Show annual meeting at Mayberry Days. It's always a lot of fun. I hope you guys will do. Our Do Cousins Count chapter in Key West, Florida, and elsewhere, because there's folks moving all around, made a nice, real nice video of their Mayberry Days experience. And there is a link in the e-bullet So you can go and check that out. So go and check out the e-bullet, guys. There's so much work goes into this. It's a homemade travelogue, by the way, that the DuCousins Count chapter put together of Mayberry Days. And it's a pleasant way to spend 13 minutes and 43 seconds of your life while maybe sipping on some hot coffee or cocoa or something like that. And enjoy yourself and just live through Mayberry Days just a little bit. Don't do that, Ollie. Don't do that. From Arkansas, from Wynn, Arkansas, checked in to report that the I Ain't No Rockefeller chapter from Bristol, Tennessee, will be celebrating New Year's Eve and possibly setting up a Checkpoint Chicky in Wynn, Arkansas. Oh, there you go. There's something else for you to do if you're in Arkansas area. Check that out. There's a big Mayberry thank you, I should say, as the Mayberry Friendship Award was presented to Kevin Burke of the Thumbs in Pocket chapter of Gastonia, North Carolina, during the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Rogers Club annual meeting at Mayberry Days. Kevin also hosts Burke on Mayberry podcast, which is the longest running podcast devoted to the Andy Griffith Show. He started before me. He's the one that helped me get started. Jeff Gossett is also pictured in here, and he's from the Now You're Gonna Glenford It All Over Town in Vindensburg, Indiana. I hope I said that right, Jeff. He received the Jim Swanky Memorial Award. Jeff has been super supportive of the Andy Griffith Show, Rerun Watchers Club, and other Mayberry activities far and wide for many years. And recently, he's been very involved in Mayberry in the Midwest. These two awards are some of the highest honors that the Rerun Watchers Club presents. And there couldn't be two more deserving recipients. So there's two of them. And not to leave them out, I also want to mention that a second Mayberry Friendship Award was presented at dusk one evening earlier this year to Steve Jackson of the online chapter Gomer and Goober Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild. He received the award during the annual Mayberry Meetup, the Two Chairs No Waiting annual meetup here, in July. That's right. So he was presented the award, and there's a great picture of him getting it. And I say it's great because I, too, am in the picture. So go check it out. Congratulations to Steve, Kevin, and Jeff. You guys deserve what you got. That's amazing. Now, Mayberry Memories in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, reported that they put their squad car replica in storage for the winter. The keeper of the car, Ken Anderson, says he and his car did a total of 87 events during the summer season. Along the way, he raised $565 for the local library through honorariums and parade prize proceeds. You know, that is a cause for celebration. So thank you, Ken. Great jobs representing Mayberry. Hey, get this. The Colorado Fish and Hole Whistlers chapter from Colorado Springs welcome special guest Dixie Griffith. I said Griffin, didn't I? Oh my gosh. Dixie Griffith, Andy's daughter. She was there at their annual, or their meeting in October. It's not annual, but their meeting in October. By all accounts, a rocking good time was had, because she's in a rocking chair in the picture. I talked to Dixie on the Mayberry cruise and talked to her about that. She said she had such a really good time just visiting with everybody at this meeting. So I'm so glad she got to do that. The Blood Brothers from Macon, Missouri. Did I get that right? Yeah. Met on Halloween for pizza and chili dinner down on the farm. They watched the Haunted House and Back to Nature episodes in the dark. They're brave. Oh, my goodness. Yikes. Then earlier this month, the chapter celebrated International Game Week by playing cards and board games with residents of a local nursing home. Isn't that nice? As far as we know, they didn't wax any steps down there, but we're not sure. We certainly hope they didn't. So great job, Blood Brothers. The Mayberry Cruise, we had a trivia contest there, and the lady in red for Mayberry Days, Pat Bullins, who came in third for Mayberry Days trivia, she won the trivia on the cruise. I know that's a shock. I think Pat has won every year, at least every year she has gone, I believe, on the Mayberry cruise. So, folks, there is so much going on in and around Mayberry. please go and check it out. We got the I Mayberry community. You want to check that out? imayberrycommunity.com. It's I, the letter, mayberrycommunity.com. You go check that out. It's run by Keith, Colonel Harvey Brown. He kind of takes care of everything over there. And there's also a nice picture in the e-bullet I should mention, because I actually got an award called You're the Cats at Mayberry Days. And I just want to humbly thank everyone for that award. The award is presented in tribute to the chapter We're the Cats from Fort Erie, Ontario, because they're the ones that endowed it. And it's presented to honor both Betty Lynn, who is the Cats, and the recipient. So I am just so thankful for that. Just thank you so much for those that that made that happen. So it's a great picture. There's a fun picture in there of me and my wonderful wife, Jan, who definitely is the Cats. I couldn't have done this without her. Folks, so make sure you go and check out Burke on Mayberry if you haven't heard it. Of course, Two Chairs, No Wedding, you already listened to. And there's a Mayberry Bible Study podcast with about 16 episodes or so. I don't know if there'll be many more, but they're there. And go and check it out. Please go and check out the e-bullet, because there is so much there. I would be remiss if I did not mention this. The annual Mayberry Day Silent Auction, sponsored by the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter. It's online. And spearheaded by chapter member Jeff Kuntz, raised $4,795.75 for the Surrey Arts Council, with all funds raised earmarked to go towards Mayberry Day's expenses. Thanks very much go to Dewey Lamb of the Shakedown Shakedown chapter and everyone else who donated items, including many one-of-a-kind creations and a lot of their time, by the way. As well as everyone who bid on items, thank you so much for supporting the auction and for supporting Mayberry Days. All right. So that is our report from the e-bullet. Now, guys, there is still so much more in the e-bullet that you need to go and check out. I definitely encourage you to do that. So let's go, though, now and hear from Randy Turner for This Week in Mayberry History.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
While he appeared in a handful of episodes of The Andy Griffith Show, Rance Howard unquestionably was more influential on the shape of this television classic for his behind-the-scenes role as the father of Ron Clint Howard. Born Harold Beckenholt on November the 17th, 1928, to a farming family in Duncan, Oklahoma, Harold was drawn to acting in junior high school after appearing in a Christmas production. He studied acting at the University of Oklahoma and changed his name to Rance Howard to embark on a professional career. At the age of 19, he joined a touring company that produced children's shows. Gene Spiegel also worked with the company, and the two fell in love and were married while on tour in Kentucky the following year in 1949. In 1950, Rance was cast as Lindstrom in the touring production of the hit Broadway play Mr. Roberts, starring Henry Fonda. Rance toured the country with the show for a year and a half. In 1954, Rance and Gene became parents to their son, Ronnie. In 1955, Rance worked in his first film, Frontier Woman, which was filmed in Mississippi and told the story of the title character, the daughter of Davy Crockett. His son, Ronnie, was also in the film briefly. Frontier Woman was released in 1956, by which time the Howards had relocated to New York City, and Rance began to appear in the still young medium of television. He made his television debut that year in an episode of the anthology show Kraft Theater, a show he appeared in two more times in 1957. While he appeared in other series, such as Bat Masterson, he soon was also accompanying his son Ronnie to auditions. Rance had realized his son had a gift for acting when they would perform a scene for Mr. Roberts together as a party trick. In 1959, Clint was born. That winter, Ronnie appeared in an episode of GE Theater, a performance that was seen by Sheldon Leonard, who was searching for a young child to play the role of Opie in the show he had created to showcase Andy Griffith. Less than 2 months later, Ronnie filmed the pilot episode for The Andy Griffith Show. Unlike most child actors, Ron and Clint were never supervised by hired hands. Either Rance or Gene were always with them on set. Rance played an important role in the shaping of the Mayberry series. Early on, he volunteered his opinion to the show's star and producers that having Ronnie play Opie as the same type of smart-mouthed kid seen so frequently in shows at that time was a mistake. He said, having Opie sass back to Andy might get a few laughs, but it's like every other sitcom, and it hurts the father-son relationship. Andy and the producers quickly realized Rance was right and decided to model the relationship between Andy and Opie after the real-life relationship of Rance and Ronnie. Rance had a long career as an actor. While he never broke through to become a household name, his determination and love of acting is a testament to his work ethic and love of the art. Rance also wrote occasionally. In 1964, his first writing work was seen by the public in an episode of The Flintstones. After a couple of more Bedrock episodes, he received a story writing credit for an episode of The Andy Griffith Show. As Rance had played a few small roles in Mayberry, he was the only person to act in the show and also receive a writing credit for an episode. Though, of course, Andy Griffith and Don Knotts both wrote for the show in uncredited capacities. Rance also wrote for his son Clint's series, Gentle Ben, in which he also played a regular role. And he co-wrote Grand Theft Auto with his son Ron, who made his directorial debut with the film. Before his death last November, Rance had amassed hundreds of acting credits, often doing wonderful work in acclaimed films such as Nebraska. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy. And folks, if you want to make sure you don't miss any of all the great Mayberry stuff that Randy is doing on the internet, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. turnersgrade@gmail.com. And he'll make sure you don't miss out on anything that he's doing around Mayberry. Friends, I hope you have enjoyed this podcast, and I hope you have enjoyed getting to hear just a little bit about all the amazing stuff that Jim Clark puts together for the e-bullet. Please go over to imayberry.com and check out the e-bullet. The link is always on that website, so you will see it. Or you can use our show notes for this episode and click and go over and see the e-bullet. Jim puts a lot of work into there. There's archives going back for years. I can't even tell you how many that you can read for free. They're all free. None of it costs you anything. So, folks, head over there and check it out. I would love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. And let me know what you think about the podcast. You got ideas or things I need to do different, or if you just love it or hate it. If you hate it, you don't have to tell me. But if you love it, I would love to hear from you. We'll talk to you next time. Good night, everybody.